Virgin Radio HQ to the U.
U-A.
Chris Fade.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
It's a big intro here, guys.
Yep.
And Big Rossi.
I mean, I'm not at that level.
The biggest prizes.
You just won 50,000 euros!
With the biggest stars.
Hi, this is Ed Sheeran.
Dua Lipa.
Hi, this is Bibi Rexha.
Bassem Youssef.
This is actually my home version radio.
And the biggest hits. The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Well, hello mum, hello dad. We are live across the UAE. It is the 30th of May, people. Two more days.
To what?
June. To a new month. Can you believe it? It's just flying. It is flying. Good morning, pretty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Hello there.
Hi, Nala.
Hi.
We're all here with you once again. Your Thursday, 6:01. Foggy still. Still some fog across the UAE this morning. Those windows are steaming up maybe at home or in your apartment, wherever you've left it. Sort of hanging out on the roads as well, so do take it easy. If you're driving through the country, what's going on? Everyone good?
Yeah, doing okay.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Nothing to add? Nothing, that's it?
No, not really. It's going to be a good weekend. My sister-in-law's turning 30, so getting excited for her.
What are you doing?
Family time, going out Saturday night. Yeah.
With the family?
No, with her friends. We're friends.
Oh, yeah, so it's going to get messy.
I won't.
Where is she going? Stick no bills?
That's right.
Ha ha, she'll get that for free. That's Pretty's husband's night.
Yeah.
It's a big, is it a Desi night? Or is it
not really.
It's turned into like any nationality goes?
No, it's meant to be for any nationality goes.
Okay.
It's just like a mix. So it's like whether you're into South Asian music, African music, wherever, you know, whatever it is, it's for you.
I mean, I'd go if they played Barbie Girl, the original. I'm in. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
I can get that on for you.
Life is plastic.
That's fantastic.
Well, no, but cool, I want the original. I don't want no like...
No problem.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
I'll have a word to your husband. Ross, do you have to wear that shirt today?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on?
What's wrong? It's Fred Perry, this.
That's not Fred Perry, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Really? It doesn't look like a Fred Perry line.
No, I know. That's why I like it.
It's Rossi's wearing... how would you...
It's a snake skin.
Oh, yeah. It looks like snake skin. Yeah, that's right. But it's a blue snake. It'd be blue, isn't it?
No, it's black, isn't it?
That looks blue to me, unless I'm colorblind.
Black. I think you are. Maybe you need to go to the doctors.
Here. Why?
Black.
You don't go to the doctors if you're colorblind. You're just colorblind.
My uncle's colorblind.
I've got a friend who's colorblind. I love to play him at pool. You know, like snooker and stuff.
Mm.
It's great.
Oh, that's nice. So you're taking advantage of his disability.
Yeah.
Good guy. Good friend, that guy is.
I win every time.
Yeah, yeah. Go for the black, always. 10,000 dirhams cash. The pop quiz returns, right?
Yes, it does.
We're going to be doing that. And we've got another trip to give away. We gave away a trip to Sri Lanka, Colombo, yesterday. Before that, it was Cairo. Where are we going? Azerbaijan?
It was Tbilisi on Monday. Today, yes, we're going to Baku.
That's okay. A free trip to Baku coming up just around 8 o'clock, maybe just before 8 this morning, which is fantastic as well. All right. So hang out with us. Should we get it on?
Yeah, we should.
All right. 04871-5544. First caller, not only going to help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio, you instantly win 4 tickets to the Waterbomb Festival happening next weekend.
Yeah, June 7th and 8th at Waterfront Dubai Festival City.
This is cool.
It's an epic water battle and an epic concert all together.
Imagine having like a water fight whilst listening to DJ Snake.
So cool. I just hope it doesn't get out of hand.
What do you mean? No, I think it's going to be great. Like, I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
All right, yeah, it's going to be amazing. So let's get down there. Again, DJ Snake, Danny Neville, Benny Benassi, some massive K-pop stars are going to be down there as well. So if you want 4 tickets to the show and help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio, call me right now, 04871-5544. We'll get you on, all right?
Pick my hits.
Eric is on with us. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Rossi. And good morning, Lala. Good morning, Pretty.
Good morning, Fam Bam. Eric, it says you're a taxi driver, are you?
Yes.
My man, we love it. Where are you right now in the country?
Right now, I'm at Dubai.
Okay.
In Burnaby.
Just started or ending the shift?
I just started.
Just started the shift. There we go. Long day there, man. You guys do like 12-hour days, don't you?
Yeah, 12 hours a day.
Man, that's crazy. Good on you.
Long days.
I complain sometimes when I do a 7-8-hour day here. Yeah. You know? Oh, I've got to work so long. I've got to work. And then you're doing a...
It's tough.
Smashing out it. Do you get out of the car and stretch your lower back? I'd feel like you guys would have like, you know, your back issues. Do you stretch your back out?
Yeah, I normally do that a lot because sometimes sitting too much long is a problem.
Yeah.
But you feel pains at your back. Yeah.
You know, I took an Uber to work today again, right? And the seat was really, really far forward, Eric. Like, someone must have pushed the seat. I was sitting in the back seat, but it was one of the seats that moved back and forward. So it was really, really close. So I put my hand underneath it to try to find the handle to push the seat forward. And then I put my finger into either it's glue or someone's snot. I don't know which one it was.
Oh.
Yeah,
it was just like, it was like this gooey substance underneath the seat. It could be
Did
the...
Did you wash your hands?
No, I haven't washed it yet. Smells a little bit as well.
You haven't washed it yet?
Nah, should I wash it?
Yes!
Yeah, I should wash it.
Sanitizer right there.
Yeah, literally. Yeah,
I don't know, but it was either the grease... It's either the grease on the metal to bring the seat forward, or someone had like picked their nose and just wiped it under the seat, and then I touched it with my hands.
Okay,
Nala.
That's enough.
Nala's about to vomit. That's why I'm so descriptive right now.
Eric was so beautiful and sunshiny, and then you had to tell that story.
I'm a realist, so I don't like to fake things, you know. All right, Eric, congratulations! You've got 4 tickets. I hope you get this. I hope you get the weekend off next weekend because you have got tickets to the Waterbomb Festival happening at Dubai Festival City. It is going to be fantastic. Some of the best DJs in the world are going to be there, and you've got your 4 tickets, Eric. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. Aww, thank you, the radio.
You're welcome, mate. You're welcome. Okay, can you help us choose the next song? All right, here we go. 4 songs to choose from. What do you want, Nala?
Eric, please choose me. I don't want to be in last place. It's Promiscuous. Promiscuous girl, whatever you are.
All right, Pretty, what do you want to hear?
Eric, I know you're going to love this. It's classic Britney. My loneliness is killing me. And I must
confess, I still believe. All right, Rossi.
I want to hear some classic Craig David. This is 7 Days.
Oh, I like this song. Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We make love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday. I met this guy on Monday. Did you see him come up on your Instagram last night telling that story about Ed Sheeran?
No.
I thought that's why you chose him.
Oh.
All right, and hey, Eric, just because you and I, like, we're the same, bro, Spice Girls Wanna Be, let's go. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends, make it last forever. I know they say this might be girly, but we're men, Eric. Nothing's, you know. We're adaptable. Taking it too easy, but that's the way it is. All right, Eric, which song would you like?
K.O. is great, but I think I'll go for Nala, Mystery Girl. Because Nala is a mystery girl.
Thank you.
All right, Nala has won it. Congratulations, Nala. Gives her another point as well.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much. Have a great, great day.
Eric,
welcome.
See you later,
thank
legend.
You. Thank you.
Bye-bye, brother. God bless. Have a great day. There it is. Virgin Morning. You're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a play about the choke. I was at a loss for words first time that we spoke. You're looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You're looking for in the daytime with the light. You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night. You expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you get it? All I can do is try, give me one chance. What's the problem? I don't see the ring on your hand. I'll be the first to admit, I'm curious about you, you seem so innocent. You wanna get in my world, get lost in it. Boy, I'm tired of running, let's walk for a minute. Promiscuous girl, whatever you are, I'm all alone, and it's you that I want. Promiscuous boy, you already know that I'm all yours. What you waiting for? Promiscuous girl, you're teasing me. You know what I want, and I got what you need. Promiscuous boy, let's get to the point.
is dead, but you're still kinda cute.
Hey, I can't keep my mind off you. Who you at? Do you mind if I come through?
I'm out of this world, come with me to my planet. Get you on my level, do you think that you could handle it?
They call me Thomas, last name Crown. Recognize gang, I'ma lay mine down.
I'm a big girl, I can handle myself. But if I get lonely, I'ma need your help. Pay attention to me, I don't talk for my health.
I want you on my team,
so does everybody else.
Baby, we can keep it on the low. Let your guards down, ain't nobody got it over. If you were the girl, I know a place we can go.
What kind of girl do you take me for?
Don't be mad, don't be you. Bye bye,
Promiscuous, Nelly Furtado, Timbaland, live on Virgin Radio at 6:15. Nala gets another point, which means
she's not in last place anymore. Woo! So
who's in last place?
Big Rossi has 6 points. Nala has 7. I've got 13. Chris, you've got 15.
How does it feel to always be in last?
It's fine, yeah. Underdog.
Underdog.
Like I'm going to come from behind.
You're going to what?
I'm going to come from behind.
Nope.
And win the race?
Yeah.
Do it, Ross.
No chance.
Just watch me.
No chance. All right, gossip. We'll have a look next.
Which artist is being offered $90 million for a Las Vegas residency? Who could it be?
90 mil. Adele's already done hers, right?
Yeah. She has more than that. She gets more than that, by the way.
Oh, I was going to say Ed Sheeran, but then I think he should get more than that as well.
Bruno Mars finished his.
He's contracted for another like 75 years.
All right, we'll find out. We'll find out. Maybe we should go do a residency in Vegas. We'll do the show every day from Las Vegas.
Yes.
I mean, 7 people would rock up, but still, they'd be fans.
It's fine.
Let's go. Radio
104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest blockbusters and original series for Marvel and Star Wars on Disney Plus. Watch Guardians of the Galaxy, The Mandalorian, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, what you got? Pretty Malik.
Joe Jonas is teasing new music, and fans seem to think that it's basically an explainer on how he feels with the divorce of, you know, Sophie Turner. Okay. They're now divorced, etc. Mm-hmm. We don't know what it's called, but he shared a little clip of the song on TikTok, and he captioned it, "Even baddies get saddies."
Come on, Joe, you got so much more to be grateful for. So be your saggies, you're making the room uncomfortable. Okay, I get her, and now you're feeling so miserable.
All right, that's enough of that. Cool. What else you got for us?
It's not DNCE.
No, it's just him. He didn't say DNCE.
Oh, that's random.
It's random.
I don't think we should give any more time to Sophie Turner and which brother?
Joe Jonas.
Yeah, I think we're over it. We can still talk about...
But it's a new song.
Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere. It's only getting talkability because of the breakup. You know, that's not a good song. We can talk about Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas. They're allowed. They're fire. They've still got like that, you know, talkability about it.
Can I talk about 50 Cent?
Yeah.
Okay. 50 Cent was in a good mood while having lunch in the Hamptons this week. He arrived at this restaurant called CC, which is like a very big hot spot in East Hampton, right? In without a reservation. So not only did he buy...
Well, hold on. Would he need it? Would 50 Cent need a reservation?
Well, this is why I'll tell you he doesn't need a reservation.
Okay.
Because he not only bought himself food and drinks or whatever.
You can secure 50 Cent.
He ended up buying the entire venue bottles.
Look at him.
Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the twist. It's for self-promotion. He bought bottles of his own champagne.
Yeah, he's got
smart.
His own.
Yeah, very smart.
He's got his own drink
out. But he spent thousands of dollars on just making sure every table had a bottle, everyone had a drink, and et cetera.
Yeah.
So 50 Cent.
Yeah, yeah. Good. I mean, listen, I've gone to places and given snacks to people that, you know, like,
smart.
He's just doing it drinks, you know, that's fair
smart.
Enough. Is it good, 50 Cent?
Okay. And finally, Jennifer Lopez's future in Las Vegas could look a little shaky. So reports earlier this year said that she was in talks for a $90 million residency.
Okay.
That's $1 million per show for 90 dates in Las Vegas.
Okay.
However, her album tanked. Her tour is currently tanking. She is not able to sell tickets to any of her concerts. She's having relationship troubles apparently with Ben Affleck. Her latest movie on Netflix called Atlas has a 19% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. 49% audience score. It's all going wrong. So they're saying,
dump the puppy, J-Lo.
Either they're going to drop the price dramatically and have it, or they're going to scrap the whole thing. I feel J-Lo, poor J-Lo, she's really going through a tough time right now.
Everyone teaming up on her.
Yeah.
As well on social media and stuff.
I think she'll be fine. Like, I mean, in the sense of if they do a residency, people will go watch it.
Yes, that's the thing. Like, I feel like the residency is so different from anything else. But
why would they, why are we going angry on J-Lo? Yeah, I don't understand. Like, what happened?
Like, leave her
alone. Did she do anything that the world wanted to cancel her, or are we just hating on her?
Well, Gen Z, tell us what's the problem.
Yeah, it's the Gen Z people who are canceling her.
I think it started, if I'm not mistaken, people saying that she wasn't nice. And that escalated to people saying stories. Oh, I met her and she did that. And then she had a movie and a documentary that wasn't good. And then that just snowballed.
I mean, yeah, why do we want to hurt people always? I don't understand. Why do we always want to throw shade?
J-Lo.
There's only a few things that we should always throw shade on or be nasty to.
That's right.
There's a few things that we could, but...
That's right.
You know, Jennifer Lopez, let's just leave her.
Yeah.
I watched a slow motion video of her coming out of a hotel the other day.
Yeah.
Where they, like, the guy opens the door for her.
Yeah.
And as he opens the door, his arm is in front of her as she's leaving. So she couldn't actually walk out the door because his arm was connected to the door. Does that make any
sense?
Yes,
I got you. Yeah. It's like it's hooked
and
around.
They went super slow motion to show her eyes because her eyes in super slow motion look like they're a little bit frustrated. Like, this guy, yeah. I just want to leave the room. And they were like, look at Jennifer Lopez, rolling of the eyes. But it was like so slowed down. And I'm like, I don't even think, like normal speed, you wouldn't even see anything.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she just wanted to go somewhere.
Leave her alone.
So sad.
Leave her señorita alone, okay? Come to papi.
Say something in Spanish for her. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's ready. I mean, he's got a Spanish-speaking wife. Ready.
Yeah, he's got a Mexican wife. He knows Spanish now.
I can say... Come te quiero.
That's Italian, isn't it?
No, te quiero. That's Enrique Iglesias, that whole song. Come te quiero.
All right. Does Brianna
Look
ever...
Come
te quiero. Te quiero is correct.
I don't know.
Does Brianna ever talk to you in Spanish?
No.
If she wants a confused face, then no, yes.
But she's talking to our son Cruz a little bit in Spanish.
Yay! Oh, that's good.
Yes, I'm fine with that. I want him to learn another language. My boy, he's Lebanese, and then he's going to speak Spanish.
I love that.
Man, he's going to be a threat to the ladies. Hey, little Lebanese, little Mexican kid.
Teach him Arabic,
speaking
too.
Speaking Arabic and Spanish.
Switch.
Oh, that's so cool if he can do both.
He'll be a little bit taller than me, which is good. Like, I want him to be a little bit taller.
Oh, big Cruzy.
Cruz fade, walking the streets.
Walking the streets. He's going to be saying hola and... And how do you say
give
merhaba,
give come te quiero.
No one will be able to work out where he's from, I don't think.
He's just going to be hairy. Oh. And I love it.
Virgin Radio's What to Watch with Disney Plus. Love movies? Don't miss award winners and fan favorites from Poor Things to Avatar's The Way of Water. All this and so much more only on Disney Plus. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, Nala telling us what to watch. What's going on?
The biggest drop for Disney Plus has to be The Veil. It premiered yesterday, which is super cool.
No pun intended there.
Dropped, got it.
Dropped, because you drop a veil.
It took me a second.
You drop a veil when you get married.
Yes, got it.
So it's a spy thriller about two women. One has a secret and the other one wants to reveal her secret.
Oh, I like that.
Now, what's cool about this is there's actually a Lebanese actress in the TV show called Yumna Marwan.
No, my cousin, yeah.
You know, she might be.
She might be.
Yeah, we're all cousins.
That's right, yeah.
So it's super cool. The first six episodes are out. You can watch it. And what's so cool about Disney Plus, you can now subscribe for free and watch the first episode. So kind of like,
oh,
a gift,
like a little
for you.
Oh, teaser.
That's good.
A little teaser.
That's
a
freebie.
Taste.
You don't have to pay. Just get it. Download it. Watch the first episode.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah, but then you want to watch the rest of the series.
Then you subscribe.
They think they're going to win the game. They think they're going to subscribe. Don't do it.
No.
Just watch the first episode.
But I want to know what happens
I'll
next.
Describe it. I'll explain the next shows.
Great.
Okay, if you come to my Instagram, I'll give you a play-by-play.
Okay, right. I like that.
I'll reenact it.
Okay, I like
so
that.
So exciting. Okay. If you want a movie to watch for the weekend, you can check out The Greatest Hits.
The Greatest Hits.
This is kind of like a drama romance about a girl who lost her boyfriend at a car accident. Mm. And now every single time she hears a song that reminds her of him, she goes back in time. So let's see what she can do if she goes back in time. Can she save him? Can she not? It's pretty cool. And the music is great in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then finally, I have to mention this. The Bear Season 3 is premiering this month, June 27th. This
is one of The Man or the Bear.
This is one of the best shows if you've not seen it.
It's so well written, so well made. It's like probably my favorite. So the trailer dropped today for Season 3, so you can check it out. If you haven't seen the first or second season, they're on Disney Plus. So catch up before June 26th.
I see it come up. Should I watch it?
Yeah, it's so good.
It won so many Emmys, so many awards. Like, it's something that I've never seen before, which is why I like it.
What is it? Action?
It's about a chef, basically.
Yeah, it's about a chef.
Chef. In Boston.
Why do I want to follow a life of a guy and a chef? What's wrong with that?
It's more than... Why? He had his brother passed away and he passed along the restaurant. So now he's trying to build it up again.
It's kind of like a family struggle story.
Yeah.
But it's just so well written and well shot.
Does the brother that's passed away possess the chef's body and he starts making food?
Wow, you're making it bad. It's a very good show.
It's Jeremy Allen White. It's a great cast, great writing, great show.
Is there a scene in it where they're making like clay? They're doing clay pots and it's spinning and then the ghost comes and holds the hands of the brother and they start doing the clay potting together?
That's Ghost.
You are so annoying. That's one of my favorite TV shows.
Patrick Swayze, may he rest in peace.
No, it's before my time.
Patrick Swayze and the girl is...
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Was it Demi Moore?
Yeah.
Before my time. Whoopi Goldberg was in it.
Yeah, what was the song during that clay scene?
Unchained Melody.
Why do you know all of this?
How does it go, Rose?
Oh, my love, my darling, if hungered for your touch.
We've been told by management, Rossi and I can't reference anything past 2000, so we're not allowed to sing those songs anymore.
You just did.
Stop it. Stop mentioning
it. It was in Top Gun.
Which one?
There was a scene in Maverick.
The original one?
That featured that song.
The
latest
one? Yeah, the latest one. Maverick is the latest one.
I'm sure they played the piano to it, though. His son played the piano in it.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It's a different song,
It's a different one.
Yeah. All right, you, Nala. Go and download Disney Plus and go get all your good movies and TV shows, all right? Where are you going?
He stayed the whole time.
I know the whole song's played. Rossi stays there. There's 10 seconds left in this song. Rossi gets up to leave. I go, where are you going?
I was going to the bin. I was going to down the coffee and throw the cup in the bin.
Stay with us. It's Virgin Radio. Hi, live on the Chris Fade Show at 6:47. We've got your pop quiz coming back. Rossi was just telling us another interesting story.
Another funny story.
Like things that only can happen to Big Rossi. Yeah.
What happened? You were in a taxi last night and what happened?
I got an RTA taxi and it was a Dubai Mall. Jumped in there and in the back, as I was getting out, I noticed there was a Louis Vuitton wallet on the back seat. So I thought, "Oh, I'm going to take this and I'm going to return it to the owner." Probably should have left it with the taxi driver. Hassle for me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I got it, took it out, and then I found the bank card. Two bank cards in there, English banks. His name is Russell Twist.
Don't give the name out, dude. You're not allowed to do that.
No, he's all right. I've had like three messages from his family saying thank you.
He could be on hiding away from people. And now all of a sudden you've just publicly on radio gone Russell Twist. And then they go,
stop saying his name.
Russell Twist is in the country.
Stop saying his name.
Sounds like something from like a
he's leaving the country.
Yeah, well he has to now. You've just said his name.
Anyways, what happened?
I found his bank card and then I found him on Instagram and Facebook and sent him a message.
All right, you know what everyone's gonna do right now? Everyone's gonna go to Russell Twist on Instagram.
Yeah, go and say hi Russell Twist. Comment on his last
So you got the wallet to him?
Yeah, I sent it by Kareem Bike.
Nice.
And
You paid for it?
It was only 20 dirhams.
Good on you, Ross. Such a lovely lad.
Thank you so much. Anyway, I did an Insta story saying I found this wallet, and it's definitely a fake Louis Vuitton wallet. Anyway, when he received the wallet, he sent me a photo of it with the receipt of the bag. He did a video with the Louis Vuitton
poor
bag.
Guy.
Well, he wanted to prove to you that it wasn't a fake wallet.
Yeah, he's like 18 years of age.
Poor kid.
I've gone to Russell Twist. There's a lot of Russell Twists. How did you find this kid?
I asked for a few confirmations. It's RussTwist_. I asked what's in the wallet.
How did you get... There's so many Russell Twists. How did you actually
find... Because I went on to... RussTwist_ and saw that he was at Aura Sky Pool.
Yeah, but how did you find that Instagram name?
I tried looking
I don't know. Because when I'm you British, put it, it comes
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I was just going to say he had the British filter on. So when you put it in Instagram, yeah. only people got, from England
I got
come
Russians.
Up.
I got a lot of
same,
Russians pop
same.
Up. Right
I
now.
Didn't get any.
Rossi's got the British
it's,
filter
it's
on.
The
I'm
filter.
Very good at doing stuff like this. I can find people.
Is his last photo the motorcycle?
Russ_.
Yeah, the last photos of the motorcycles.
Yeah, he's only done 2 posts on Instagram.
Oh, get him to post more on Instagram. Come on
now.
No,
he's done stories. Look, I think he had a big day.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch the stories.
Oh, he went. Oh, he had a great Dubai tourist day.
Yeah, I know
that. He went to Aurapool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his
don't
car.
Don't say the hotel.
That's a beautiful car. Then he stayed at another hotel where my mate Spencer manages.
SLS Hotel.
We should send him up.
Would you stop saying?
Ross is giving away his name and where he's staying now.
He's like, I think he's...
And then accusing him of having fake wallets.
No, he's all right. He's a kid. He's fine.
Yes. Yeah, have you
That's
met his
worse.
Parents?
His parents sent me a message saying, I just want to say thank you so much.
Do they know that you're a big deal?
No, I wanted him to come in on the show and get it this morning. Because I thought it'd be a good story. But he was like, no, I'm flying out. And I was like, all right then.
Maybe fine. They're listening to the show right now.
Maybe. What's up, Russ?
See you, Russ.
Look after your stuff, mate. Yeah. And I hope you had a good birthday.
Well, that's a good Dubai story that they've got for you. It's you know, they'll go back home and they'll be like, I lost my wallet and it got returned. Only in Dubai would that happen. Okay. Couldn't. Where are they from?
England.
Where? Oh, you don't know where?
No.
Of course you do. That's a lie.
Couldn't go to England. In England, we would. This is my British accent.
No, sorry, I'll tell you where they were from. Sorry. And you can do the accent for it. They were from Newcastle.
Yeah, the wallet's gone. In England, in Newcastle, where I'm from, it would have gone already.
Scottish?
No, sorry. But his girlfriend, she was from Wales. So do her accent.
Aye, aye. The wallet's gone. In Dubai, they gave it back to us. I got it back within 12 hours. You couldn't get that done in England.
You sound like Shrek.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm going to England in about a month.
Oh, gosh. You're gonna be all right.
Hopefully you get in.
The last, please. Very offended by that comment. Are you saying because I'm Middle Eastern, they're not going to let me in? Is that what you're trying to state?
What?
That I'm Middle Eastern, they're not going to let me in England?
No, just because of your criminal record.
And now he's stating a complete accusation, which is false, and he's defaming me. So not only has he said I'm Middle Eastern, I'm not allowed to go to England, now he's saying that I've got a criminal record.
Okay.
Hey? Yep, use that. And he's just used profanity with his hand gestures at me.
Excuse me.
Again? 2 days in a row.
Again?
Yep, we'll get that. We'll do a montage of that.
I missed it again.
I'll go to HR. Anyway, I'm going to London with the family.
Yeah?
Last time I was in London, 2 phones were stolen from me. 2. Mine and a friend of mine's got stolen. Right in front of our eyes.
Yours got stolen from you.
Right in front of my... Can I tell you how they stole my phone?
What'd you do? Put it on
like
a table?
It's so stupid.
Well, it was... Let me play some commercials and do some stuff. I'll come back. I'll tell you how I got... Because I'd like to know how you got your thing stolen.
Okay.
Hold on.
Virgin Radio.
What's going on? How did you lose your wallet? Sorry, not lose. Get your wallet stolen in London.
Right before your eyes.
We were talking about just Rossi finding a wallet here in Dubai last night, and Rossi kindly returned it back to the young owner. And I said, you know, in a city like Dubai, in a country like the UAE, that's what happens. You lose a wallet, you lose a phone, you lose a laptop. It usually comes back to you. I said, in the UK, it can be different. Now, the last time I was in London, I had I was sitting at a table having a coffee in a very touristy area, Piccadilly Square, right?
Or
Piccadilly Circus, right?
Piccadilly Circus, where the big, like, signboard thing is.
Yeah, like around that area. We were sitting down, having a cup of coffee on the outside, sitting down at some tables and chairs. Me and 2 friends.
Mm-hmm.
We all had our mobile phones on the table, as you would. And it was just 3 of us at a coffee shop.
Mm.
And then a gentleman came over to us. He was acting... he was pretending that he was...
lost?
No, like mentally challenged.
I see.
I'm trying to. I want to use the right wording here.
I think you're okay with that.
All right. So he was faking to be mentally challenged, and he came over holding a big piece of cardboard, right? And it had a lot of numbers on it and letters. And I didn't know what this was, but am I allowed to impersonate what
probably not.
No.
No.
I don't need
just
it.
Just say what he said.
I can understand if you just say it normally.
Well, it was like, Well, yeah, but it's so much... No.
No.
All right, so...
It's not needed in the story.
Well, no, it is. It is, because I think it... Because with... Okay, so he comes up and he says, what number? What number?
Right.
And I didn't know what was going on. I'm sorry, mate. What number? What number? And I was like, it's okay. And then he's like, donate, donate, donation.
Oh,
donation.
He was asking for money.
Donation. Right. And he had like a little money with bag and he wouldn't go away.
Mm.
And eventually I think I put like, what's the smallest denomination of notes do you have?
£5.
I think I gave him a £5 note because I just remember having a note. I went to the least one. I put the £5 in there. I said, okay.
Like 25 dirham.
And then he kept going, donate, money, donate, money, donate. And he's got a big piece of cardboard, right? And he kept pointing at this thing. And eventually one of my other friends, it was a girl, she's like, excuse me, thank you, bye, bye. And I've gone, hey, bud, that's it. You got your money, please. Thank you very much. We're having lunch. And then he leaves about like 90 seconds later. He leaves.
Yeah.
And we're sitting at the table and me and my friend both had our phones stolen by him. So what he does, he brings that big piece of cardboard over the table.
And then takes
and
it.
And he's got a fake arm strapped to the piece of cardboard. So he's got a free arm.
Oh.
And the other arm is underneath clearing the table. He tried to get the third phone. There was three phones. He could only get the two.
So
and he took them both.
Your phones were on the table.
On the table, but that piece of cardboard's over the table.
Yeah.
He's got his fake arm holding the cardboard. The other arm is now...
And he's distracting you.
Yeah, and he's distracting us. He's, I mean, he's like a master.
Yeah.
So then...
I mean, a lot of effort. You've got to admire the effort that's got into it.
Oh, he's gone. He's gone in hard. I went straight to the police station around the corner and they just said, yeah, there's a few guys like that. They're doing like anywhere between 20 to 50 phones a day.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And I never got it back.
There's people who dress up as beggars as well in London. You
and
know?
Then what do they do?
Like people will video them, so they'll pretend to be like physically like walking off, limping and stuff,
and then they walk around the corner and they're fine.
Take all the stuff off.
Yeah, so I'm in London in a month, and I'm going with the whole family, mum and dad, the sisters, the brothers, the kids. We're all going, and like I
don't wear
be...
any fancy watches. You can't.
No, I won't.
Because there's a lot of watch thefts going on.
Yeah, I'll let them try. Let him try.
Chris,
just, no, did you not just hear that. Yourself
try,
tell the story
happens.
About how you were no. bamboozled?
My elbows, they're like knives. They're like daggers, my elbows.
Just be careful. We need Chris.
Wasn't fast enough when you got your phone stolen.
I wasn't prepared. Now I'm mentally ready for it all.
They come past on a motorbike and grab
yeah,
it.
I'm quick. Have you seen, Rossi, I beat you in that race, remember?
Oh my gosh.
I had an injury.
You did not.
With the free money quiz. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop on Virgin Radio. Powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Ow!
Dina, you got through. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are ya?
I'm doing very fine. Thank you. I hope you do.
Oh, you're so
cute. You what, sorry?
I hope you are too.
Oh, yeah. We're having a good time in the studio already. What are you doing?
I'm a mom of two. I'm not working, so I was on the school run now.
Oh, she's on the school run.
Do you notice, like, being a mom of two, not working, that your days still go really fast? You know, they zoom by,
true.
Right?
So have you dropped the kids off already?
Yes.
Yeah. How long ago? When did they get dropped off?
At 6:55.
Oh, wow.
Early. Oh, they don't even get to hear the pop quiz.
It's a drop-off point. So.
Yeah, they don't get to hear this pop quiz. I wanted them to hear it. All right, then what do you do now? You go home, what do you do?
Yes, I go home and, just enjoying the time with my dog.
That's great.
Love that.
That's awesome. That's a good day, just hanging out with the dog now.
Well, I'm sure you're very busy at the same time, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, like doing what? Oh, I like to know. Like, I want to know. I want to be. I'd love to be a
house husband.
A house husband
no,
one
you
day.
Wouldn't. You couldn't do it.
I could do it.
You couldn't. Do
I
it.
Swear I could do it.
I feel like Chris could. Yeah,
I could definitely
I think
be a house
can.
Husband. I've always said
he loves. He loves. This is Chris loves taking care of the house.
Yep.
In terms of like the grocery, he gets excited about
it.
Getting the grocery
I
list
love
together
going
and
grocery
going,
shopping.
He literally loves it. organizing all the cleaning supplies.
I'll clean,
like,
I'll
he
clean,
loves
and
it.
Then I'll have my, I'll watch my, my TV time. I'll have my TV time slotted in, and I'll make lunch for everyone.
Like,
oh,
he loves
gosh.
It.
Gosh.
Like, Ross is,
I'm ready. I told Brianna.
Yeah, but it's not always like that. Yeah,
oh,
but I
know.
Mean, I have two teenagers, so it's very hard sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there'd be some, like, hectic moments. I'm just saying, like, I told Brianna, if you ever want to, like,
take over, I'm
good. Know, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do the...
Brianna's not really a housewife, though, is she? Because she does a lot of fade fit stuff as well, right?
No, yeah, she works a lot. But I think she wants out.
She's
not of the relationship, thankfully. I think she might want to...
Be full-time mama for right now.
Yeah, she wants to be... Yeah, you know. She wanted to have another kid, Dina, and I was thinking about it.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, but then now...
It's a big announcement right now.
Yeah, no, but now her thyroid, she's got a thyroid issue. It's come back. So now she's back on medication. So now we can't try for children again.
Well,
if we wanted to.
Until it settles down.
Until if it settles, yeah.
Yeah, so, which hopefully it will. Hopefully
it
will.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But maybe...
Just don't stress. Just don't stress. Stress.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I want another kid anyway. Like,
that would be four.
I'd love another kid, but like...
Four is nice.
You're one
Same
of four.
Me.
You're one
know.
Of four.
It's just, you know...
Did you just hear what he said?
What did he say?
What?
What
same
did you
as
say?
Me. He said same as me.
You want another kid?
No, I said four. I mean three, sorry, three.
All right. Let's get into the pop quiz. We'll talk more about this in a moment. Dina, you know the deal.
Yep.
If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. Let's try to get you 10,000 dirhams cash with Racket Bank ready to go. Here we go. Yep. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. Who sings the songs We Can't Be Friends and One Last Time?
Pass.
True or false, Mark Wahlberg was a rapper before he was an actor?
True.
Finish the 2016 fantasy movie The Jungle.
Pass.
On which fictional planet was Superman born?
Pass.
Which planet is the hottest in the solar system?
Oh my god. Pass.
How many times has Beyonce been married?
Once.
What singer had the hits Yeah and OMG?
Usher?
Mark Zuckerberg founded what social media site in 2004?
Facebook.
Who plays Captain Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean?
It's so hard. Johnny Depp.
Yeah, give me that one. Who sings the songs Peru? Time's up. You didn't do too poorly, though. 500 dirhams cash, all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. You're really so entertaining. I really love the show. Please keep going like that.
No, oh, we'll keep trying to go like that. Thank you so much, Dina. You have a great morning. Love to the children as well, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Bye, right. Dina. You can listen again on the podcast so the kids can hear.
There we go. Well done. All right, there's your pop quiz. Back tomorrow around 7:10. So you're going to have another kid as well?
No.
No, he's out.
No, I'm done.
Right. I didn't give out the incorrect answers for the pop quiz. I get
big trouble.
I love that you guys always pick up on that if I don't do it. You're like, where are the questions? You didn't give us the questions, the answers. I like that. 2016 movie, The Jungle Book. Book Krypton is where Superman is from. Which planet is the hottest in the solar system? Venus. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire.
Men are from Mars. Women are from
Venus. Venus. Who sings the songs Peru and Two Step? That was the last song, and that was Ed Sheeran. That's what she got wrong. Oh, and the first one was who sings We Can't Be Friends and One Last Time? That is Ariana Grande. 7:23. We're live. This is the Chris Fade Show. So if you, Ross, if you don't want to, you're not going to have any more children. That's it for you.
Not planning on it.
Oh, yeah, I mean. It's happening. Rossi, don't, man.
I'm not planning on it. I mean, I need to go for the operation.
Yeah.
Are you actually?
Don't know. I'm just a bit afraid about tampering around that area.
It's supposedly the operation is very quick, but if you ever want to reverse it.
Yeah, but like my friends have been there for the operation, right? And like.
What do you mean?
You see everything that's going on. Like, and
what do you mean?
And like they're very like. Talk you through the process.
Of course, that's it with anything.
And they you can wouldn't look take that, and see stuff.
They wouldn't take that long with you, don't worry.
What do you mean by that?
What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
That won't need,
stop talking.
That won't need a lot of time.
Stop talking.
They've got these shears that you know they cut hedges with. Use them.
I'm over it.
Anyway.
Bye. It's annoying.
So yeah, that was a really big thing for us in the last 48 hours for Brianna and I, was that she's now, I don't know if you've been following this journey. She has Graves' disease, my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Such a horrible name for a disease, yeah. Graves.
Yeah. Sounds horrible.
But I think the guy's name was Graves.
Ah, right.
Oh, okay.
It's Greaves or Graves. And so she got it like 2 years ago, so then we couldn't have kids. As in, we weren't allowed to try because you're on a medication, which is not good to conceive. And so then after a year of being on the medication, she did a really good job. She changed her diet. She did a lot of things differently. And alongside the medication, it cleared up. And they say she went into remission, I think is the word.
Right.
And then it's come back. In the last 2 weeks, it came back and she felt it. Because you get heart palpitations and you get really jittery. And she lost like 6 kilos in a month.
Oh,
and
wow.
Even though she was training at the gym, she realized she was weight. And yeah, and so she got it back. And so she went into the blood test yesterday, did the ultrasound scan of the thyroid. Thyroid's a big thing, by the way, guys. Like, make sure you get checked out. Like, I've got thyroid issues as well. A lot of us have it, but we don't know it.
Yeah, my sister has.
Your sister has it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, see.
Well, my friends have it.
My sister had thyroid cancer, had to take out the whole thyroid.
Can men get Graves' disease or women only?
Men can as well. Yeah. It's more common, I think, in women, though.
Okay.
So now that she's on this medication, we're unable to, if we wanted to have another child. And I was on the fence. I mean, if God gifted us another child, I would be the best blessing in the world. I love having kids around me. Yesterday, I was sitting around the lounge room, and for the first time, I had... Am I just talking right now too much?
No, I like it.
Do you guys want me to shut up?
No,
shut
I like
up?
It.
No, continue.
Let people into your vulnerabilities.
It wasn't a vulnerability. I was just sitting in the lounge room, and for the first time in so long, because it's hard to get my two daughters in the same room at the same time with my wife and me. Like, it's really hard.
Don't forget your son.
They're teenagers. Yeah. So yesterday I had the two daughters, Brianna, me, and my son in the room at the same time for more than like 90 seconds.
Wow.
So we all hung out together. Like, we actually hung out.
What were you now?
It was like 30 minutes of all of us together, and I've got a video and I filmed it, and they my daughters said, you're not allowed to put it on social media. I'm like, I'm not putting it on social media, girls. I am putting on it just for me because daddy wants to save these memories.
That's cool.
Like, see the memory of just like, I'm playing the video to the team here.
Aww.
And then Brianna's just sitting there and the girls are carrying Cruz and they're just holding and kissing him. And that's when I was like, wow, it's nice to have children around.
That's cute.
You know, when I get older and, like, you know, 60.
Chris is just making kids to make sure they take care of him.
Yeah, I want the kids around me when I get older. I don't want to be like just on my own, you know?
Yes.
You don't want to be on your own when you get older.
I'll have another one then.
Oh my. Good thing I've got nephews.
Don't talk to Pretty about that.
I need to talk to you about information. Because I'm talking about this whole thing about being alone when you get older.
I didn't even think that far.
I'm not pressuring Pretty. I'm not pressuring her.
Don't pressure the lady. Leave her.
I've got three amazing nephews who love me so much.
Oh, Auntie Pretty. Duke the dog.
Okay. Anyway, Ellie wants to make sure they add to this conversation. Ellie, what would you like to say?
Yes, please don't forget, Chris, to buy Rossi a coffee.
Why is that? I've forgotten.
Every day I buy you coffee.
Oh,
Yeah. I'll buy him a coffee now, Ellie. Thank you.
Virgin Radio 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
No one does it like Pretty Malik. What have you got?
Taylor Swift is making sure the crew on the European leg of her Eras Tour is well taken care of. This girl spent $300,000 on catering alone to make sure her staff is well taken care of.
Wow.
So this catering consultant said that when they were in Portugal and in Spain, what they did, she spent $5,500 on Portuguese barbecue.
Okay.
200 kilos of paella, jumbo shrimp, chorizo for $20,000. Fruits, pies, treats, another $10,000.
Didn't
and then
we
just
get
kept
told, yes, the,
yep.
We had a guest in the studio who said to us that they know for a fact that she gave her UK backup dancers a £500,000
bonus
each. £500,000 bonus.
You could buy a house with that.
Easy, man.
She apparently she her crew are the highest paid. Her dancers are the highest paid.
Go dance.
I learned those dances.
Learn how to dance. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Taylor Swift, she has a 3-hour concert, right?
Yeah.
Billie Eilish says there's one thing that she will never do in her life, and that is have a 3-hour show. She's like, that is absolutely crazy. Even if I love an artist, I will never watch them for 3 hours straight. So
I would watch.
Never expect a 3-hour concert from Billie Eilish.
It's a little bit, a little bit too much, yeah.
Well, I mean, you enjoyed it.
Who's?
You enjoyed Taylor's concert? It was 3 hours.
It was too long.
It's
no,
too long.
It's not.
Okay.
Yeah,
No. Hold on. During the Taylor Swift show that I went to in LA, like, yeah, I went outside, like, as in I left the stadium and just sat for like 35 minutes.
Doing
stuff and yeah.
Then you came back.
But for fans, it's like the full experience.
Yeah,
if you're a true fan.
Rossi, you could do a 7-hour Beatles show, right?
Well, Paul McCartney, yeah, could do definitely.
Paul
McCartney does like the same 2.5 hours, 3 hour sets.
There you go. And finally, guess what, guys?
What?
Tomorrow, we are getting brand new Eminem music.
Yay!
It's called Houdini. It's going to be the first single off his album, The Death of Slim Shady. Now, he has not shared any kind of hint as to what it is, but he did post a video on his Instagram. It's him and David Blaine having a chat.
I like David Blaine.
And basically, Eminem is asking David Blaine to come up with some sort of a trick, and this is what Eminem says at the end.
Well, for my last trick, I'm going to make my career disappear.
Wait, what?
So that's all we have.
And music. And it sounds like what?
It sounds like his old stuff,
sounds
right?
Sounds like his old stuff. Yeah, that old, like...
Slim Shady
sort of feel.
I'm excited.
What does he mean, I'm going to make my career disappear?
So the whole time to the run-up to this album, it's called The Death of Slim Shady. He's been releasing, like, these fake kind of news pieces that say Slim Shady has died, in his alter ego.
So what's he mean? Like, that's it for Slim Shady? What he means? Like, it's done?
Yeah.
Well, no, because he's had a few different names, hasn't he? Slim Shady, Eminem, Marshall Mathers.
Marshall's his name.
Slim Shady's
but he released an album, Marshall Mathers.
So what he's trying to say is that the alternative ego... ego? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, alter ego.
Yeah, alter ego, Slim Shady, done. And he's just going to be Eminem or Marshall Mathers from now on.
All right, well, let's see what happens tomorrow. With Eminem. Tomorrow
I'm so
we get
excited.
Him. Let's see what we got. I love this song, by the way. Was the problem in the post office or something. Remember this?
Sometimes I scribble the dresses too
he's
sloppy
so
when
good.
I shot him.
I love him.
But anyways, what's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant, too. I'm about to be a father.
This is Christmas number
daughter,
one, I think, in
guess
the UK.
What I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna name
Christmas
her
number one.
Yeah. I read about your Uncle Ronnie, too. I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over something two didn't want
him. Such a nice story.
I know
story.
You probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground that you did with Van. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures,
we'll
man.
We'll just get to the chorus.
I like what you did with Rockets, too. That was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan.
This is Stan. This is Dido.
And I can't see at all. Even if I could, it's
6-minute song.
Yeah, so good.
In a world that we live today, your average song's around 2 minutes, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
This is a 6-minute, 15 song.
You still ain't
the video.
I hope you have it.
Oh, yeah.
His concert here was amazing.
Yeah, he was good.
You didn't
want
to talk to me outside the concert. You didn't have to, but you could have signed an autograph.
This is about like an overzealous fan, right? Like an obsessed fan that goes a little bit sort of...
Yep.
Crazy, right?
Martha style.
You've got a few of them, haven't you?
Well, I did have someone rock up to the house the other day.
True.
She was just asking for directions, though. He was disappointed.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Walked into my house.
Oh, wow. Got to watch out. I'm glad you've got security now.
Hercules and Coco. I even got a tattoo with your name across
the chest. Sometimes I even cut myself to see. All right, we'll leave it there. Thank you.
Can you identify the original?
It's the sample game.
What's this? I've never heard that before. We've got an intro for this?
Yeah.
The sample game. Oh, this is Rossi's game. We're playing along. Go ahead.
The intro's wrong, actually, because what's going to happen is I'm going to play an old song.
Okay.
Then you're going to hear the song and you're going to like think to yourself, that sounds familiar. What I want you to do is tell me the new song that has sampled it.
Oh, okay. So we're playing an old song, an original song, but now this song has been remade and we want to... We're naming the new song.
All
right.
You're naming the new song. Yeah, right. So I'll get the answers here. I've got them ready to go. Okay, here we go. Play the old song first. Here we go.
I know the original.
The original is...
White something.
No, this is a jazz song from like 1932.
Oh, wow.
It's called My Woman by Lou Stone.
Yeah, My Woman. So it's been sampled twice. And the most recent time was...
Yeah.
It was about a year ago. I forget the song. Do you guys
play it on Virgin Radio?
Yeah, I remember. It goes, all that glitters, glitters.
Oh, Nala's looking confident here.
I can't remember the name of the song.
Nala?
Dua Lipa, Love Again?
Oh, she's only got it.
Good job, Nala.
I think it's Dua Lipa, Love Again.
No.
Well done.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Got it.
Let's not whistle us.
Okay.
Thought that I would find a way out.
There,
well,
there you
we
go.
All right. Let's go to song number two, Ross.
Yes, song number two, Kristen. This is Lorando Se Fui by Los Cacharcos.
It's a Hindi song. Jo bhi hoga, ta-na-na-na, dekha jayega.
We also sample it for an Arabic song.
Technically, I win.
I'm the quiz master, and my answer is always correct.
That's the song.
What year was it from?
I say it's Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. No. With?
It's a new
Dance the Night Away.
With Pitbull.
Yes. Name of the song, please.
Dance the Night Away.
Dance the Night Away.
Incorrect.
Nala.
I'm playing something.
J-Lo. On the floor.
Ah, oh, that
the
was the name.
Dance
the night
away. Go, pretty girl.
She gets the point.
This is a Hindi song.
I love the way it's been like Hindied. I love it.
Hindi?
Hindified.
Jo bhi hoga dekha jayega. She gets the point. Come on.
Wow.
I'll give you that, pretty.
Song number three, Ross.
Song number three, Kristen.
Oh.
What a song this is. This is, Stevie Wonder.
Huh. Here we go. Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West. Like an alien nest.
This is Joe Cocker. The song is called Woman to Woman. It's great.
Why are we playing this?
California. Come on.
Listen
knows how to party. No, California. Yeah. Knows how to party. In the city. City of Compton.
That's incorrect.
Keep it rocking.
Keep it rocking.
Keep it rocking.
Keep it rocking.
Now let me ever dub about it to the Wild Wild West. Hellioness. Yeah. Tupac California Love with Dr. Dre.
I'll give you that. Well done.
California knows how to party.
Did you get that one, Nala?
Yeah.
The original was who? Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker, Woman to Woman. What a great song that is. I'm going to listen to that.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Next one, here we go.
Walk on.
Dionne Warwick, Walk On By.
Oh.
It's a TikTok song.
Yeah.
I can't
make the night sad.
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat with what?
Hold on. Paint the town red.
Correct. Well done, Pretty Malik is in there.
I got that one as well.
We all got it.
Yeah.
Wait, you're in trouble, Rossi.
Oh. Why is he in trouble?
He said something wrong.
No,
about
I didn't.
One of the songs. Okay, can you play the new one?
Yeah, he just put it in.
Oh.
I'd rather be famous instead.
There you go. So,
all right,
Pretty,
last one.
I've given that for you.
Hey, we got it as well.
Yeah,
winner takes all on this one. Winner takes all.
Okay.
Oh, what was this?
Curtis Mayfield. What a song.
Hush Move that on. Child. Oh.
I love this song.
And don't cry.
What's
your
the original?
Is
it Kanye West?
Curtis Mayfield,
it's
Move
Kanye.
On Up.
Kanye, Touch the Sky?
Correct, Pretty Malik. Well done.
I know this. I didn't get to say it.
Pretty Malik wins. Life. You are the champion, Pretty.
Thank you so much.
You're the best, Pretty.
Thanks.
Well done, Pretty.
Go, Pretty!
You are a winner. You beat Chris. Well
That's
done.
That's right. Excuse me, I'm a part of this as well.
What are you talking about? I didn't even get to say it.
You didn't know it.
I did. I know this. All right, Pretty wins. Congratulations, Pretty! I'm going to play this right now. Moving on up. Curtis Mayfield, Virgin, let's go!
Yeah.
Hush now, child. And don't cry. Your folks might understand you.
I could say this.
By and by.
Sing it, Curtis, come on.
Just move on up.
Yeah!
Toward your destination. Though you may find.
Is he still alive?
Time to time. Complication.
Uh-huh. Is it Rafa, money?
How's this for your Thursday morning vibes?
Bite your lip.
Passed away in 1999.
And take a trip
on Boxing Day.
Though there may be wet road ahead and you cannot slip, just move on up
to a destination.
Into the steeple of beautiful people, where there's only one cow. So hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you.
So did I win?
By and by.
Everybody, come on!
Move on up!
If you need this song at the moment, this one's wishing. For you.
Remember your dream is your only scheme, so keep on pushing.
Let's go.
Welcome to Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. 7:56.
Take nothing less.
Listen to the words.
Than the suffering best. Do not obey, you must be forsaken, but you can pass the test. Just move on up.
Oh, yeah.
To a greater day. With just a little faith, if you put your mind to it, you can surely do it.
Curtis Mayfield on Dubai I 103.8 Classics.
Virgin Radio.
Hey, it's a full studio. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
We've got Nala, Pretty, Rossi, Jenny, Adam. They're all here hanging out with us. Busmer in studio two. It's a good morning, and I love this show. I just want to say because we're about to go into a rant here.
Yes.
So I'm starting off with a positive.
Yeah.
What, Rossi, you love to call this a?
Appraisal sandwich.
Correct.
Is that what you're talking
Ross
about?
Has had many appraisal sandwiches where he believes the bosses, they bring us in.
Yeah.
They say something good.
Yeah.
Then they say something bad about us.
Criticize you.
And then they finish off with?
Something good.
Something good. And that's called?
An appraisal sandwich.
Rossi is a master of receiving them as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you do a good job of it, Ross. Well done.
Thank you. I mean, I can take criticism well.
All right. Yes. Okay. Time. For the rant line to officially be open, if you have your own rant, if this motivates you to have your own rant, and a rant is something that just gets to you, it's getting to you right now, it may be happening locally for you, it's just frustrating.
You just want to get something off your chest.
Give us a call, 04871-5544. First instigator of the rant line is you right now, Pretty Malik. Give it to us.
Why can't people park with consideration? Consideration. The other day, I parked my car, okay? There were no cars parked either side of me. I picked a spot that was empty.
Are you in a mall?
Yes,
in
a mall.
Mall car park. Okay.
Oh, that's the worst. So I went in, I did my thing, I come out, and I see that there are cars parked now, which is totally fine.
Sure.
I go to the driver's side of my car. Can't open the door. Now, I must add, the car to the left of me was inside the line.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. However, did clearly not check all, like, the side. There's no way I can open my door. there's no way I can get into my car. So then I walk around to the passenger side. Luckily, the person to my right
parked correctly,
gave me a little bit of room.
Horrible.
So I had to climb in through the passenger side to get into my car.
Yeah, well, I understand. That's the frustration of people parking too close to you, right?
But maybe you parked too near the line, though?
No.
Were you, like, dead in the middle?
Yes.
Okay, so it was the other person, definitely.
Why are you accusing me?
I'm just asking a question. It's a simple question.
If you ignore,
it just goes away. Right. So my thing is like,
it's definitely your fault.
No, it's not.
I'm done.
Go ahead, pretty. Yeah. No, I feel that. And then the other issue is that when they hit the door on your door and then they chip your door.
Exactly. So it's just like, I understand some parking spaces can be tight and I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
But also when you have an empty mall with several spaces and you choose to park next to a car.
I get it.
Just have a look.
Can you check the video though?
Ross,
when they got out? No, because you've got a Tesla, right? So you can check the video.
I can't deal with them. I can't.
Applause, pretty's rant.
I have another rant, Chris. Rossi is really frustrating.
I feel that.
Yep.
Okay, well, there's Pretty's rant. And again, we don't want to rant because we're not a ranting type of show. We like to keep it positive, but it's important to get your feelings out occasionally. So here we are. We're ranting.
Yeah.
Pretty, parking too close to somebody is frustrating and it is annoying.
Just check.
We check that. Now, Noor, your rant is also about parking. Take it away.
Good morning, yes.
Go ahead.
So you know why some jobs don't like allow you to have specific parkings related to this? So you have to come in the morning and just roam around looking for a parking. This is very frustrating, especially in the morning.
Yep.
So your frustration is trying to find a parking spot.
Well, you don't have an allocated spot, so you have to spend extra time looking for a spot.
Yeah, I feel that. That's a rant. I mean,
it's frustrating.
Your company doesn't have allocated spots for all their employees, right?
They have for senior, like very high senior positions.
Question
mark.
These guys.
I
agree.
1-2 hours earlier for you to find a specific parking.
If I'm a senior in a management of in a spot, I'm telling them give my parking spot to someone else because I can afford to pay for parking.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I think it's important.
Keep your employees happy.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
That's the right thing.
Yeah, CEOs and general managers, I reckon you do that because that will look really good on you.
Yeah, it does.
Because like that would win your team over. Like, did you hear Jennifer or whatever the name is, Muhammad? Did you see he gave his parking spot up to us?
Yeah.
Because he you
that's
know?
Nice, yeah.
That's a very nice
thing. Nice little touch.
That's a noble thing.
Yeah.
Give her a round of applause. Good rant. Sadiq's with us. Sadiq, what do you want to rant about?
Finding the right house, man. I'm trying to buy a house and either you find a house which has all the good rooms, but then the hall is very small. You find another house where the balcony is bigger than the entire house itself.
Yeah.
And finding the right house. Master bedroom with no storage.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
You know what? I went through the process last year of buying a home, right? And you're right. Some of the designs of this place, you're like, who designed it?
Yeah.
I walked into one place, the toilet, as soon as you open the front door, the toilet was like basically there. And I'm like, who put a toilet right at the front door?
Yeah.
How long have you been looking for a home?
See, with a pillar in between.
Yeah, the pillars, you're right. How long have you been looking for the new home?
Man, it's been at least 6-7 months now.
Frustrating.
Good luck, brother. All right, applaud. Another rant.
Woo!
Faiza, what do you want to rant about, Faiza? Tell us.
Hi, Chris. Hi, guys. So I also have an issue with the drivers on the road in the UAE.
Drivers on the road. Okay, tell us what you're rant about. Go.
So basically, there is absolutely no courtesy. For me, when I want to change a lane, nobody gives you a show. You have to physically force yourself to move over.
Yep.
And also, everybody likes to honk their horn.
Oh, the honk.
I don't know what that means.
Especially
at a traffic
I know, you're at a red light, and it basically just changes.
Yep.
They give you less than a second to move, and they honk.
I know.
It's so annoying.
I feel it. Like, okay, give her another rant.
Be kinder.
We're taking your rants. This is what it's all about. Tanya, give us your rants.
Hi. So I just bought my brand new car 2 weeks ago. So I went to supermarket,
the name, you know, in my community, park it for like 10 minutes, went out, coming back in, and I saw a scratch on the back of my car.
Me too!
You know, it parked nicely. I swear to you, I parked so nice, you know, in the land, in between. But imagine brand new car, like a scratch, like someone just banged the car, banged the door to my car.
Disrespectful!
Terrible.
That's horrible, especially on a brand new car, because you want to keep it new.
Yeah.
It's like buying a new pair of shoes and then someone steps on it day one. You get so frustrated.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so sorry. You know you could go to the security cameras, try to find it, and then try to get the number plate.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, I did check on that. They said I have to check with the Dubai police to get the approval.
Yeah, get it done. Don't let them get away with it. It happened to you as well, Nala, right? Your new
car? Yeah, but it wasn't a small scratch. Like, it was like a dent. Like a whole dent because someone reversed in a weird way.
Oh, my gosh.
But the place around the parking, they didn't have cameras, so.
Salma, tell us what you want to rant about. By the way, the rant line, we have so many calls coming in. Like, it's crazy.
You guys are frustrated.
Salma, tell us.
Hi, guys. So last night, I finally decided to take myself off Instagram for some time. And I put a small post saying, you know, I'm taking a break and I'll be back soon. The thing is, it was putting me under pressure already having this Instagram. And I've been thinking about it. So when I took that step, I received an overwhelming amount of messages saying, are you okay? You will let me know if you're okay. And I started actually to doubt myself because I'm very happy and content with myself. And I actually Googled, is it normal to disattach from Instagram? And it just like made me feel a little bit bad.
So because you got yourself off social media, you had friends and people contact you saying, is everything okay? You're upset that they're checking on you.
No, it's like that's making it not normal to take a break from social media because I'm reachable over the phone, emails, WhatsApp. Well, I'm a one phone call away.
I think it's you posting saying that you're taking a break.
If you would've,
'cause I think when people say they're taking a break from social media, there's something up and they need to I got to get away from everyone right now.
Usually, you do it in distress.
I put the heart emoji and the smile. You know?
Yeah, but can I tell you, like this, I love your rant, by the way. I'm not judging your rant, but I'm saying, like, if a friend of mine posted on Instagram, guys, I'm taking a break of social media, I may message and just be like, hey, man, is everything cool? Are you okay?
Correct.
I may do that. I think it's just them,
I appreciate that for sure.
Yeah.
But these are the people that I see on a daily basis, whether at the gym or work or, like, you know, people that they know me.
Yeah, I get you. I get it. All right, well, add the rant. Add it to the list. We'll wrap it up with this one because, honestly, there's 28 waiting in line, but Mustafa has a very important rant.
Okay.
Mustafa, over to you.
So whenever I go to KFC, I always have to tell them, you know, put more spice powder on my fries because whenever they give me the fries, the spicy fries, it's always so empty. There's nothing in it.
There's not enough spice on the fries.
What's up with that?
That is a rant. I get you, Mustafa. I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Wow, this rant. Yeah, right. Fix it with a Kodak. It's Virgin Radio. We're live. Hi, Adam Adeen. He's in the studio right now, our youngest member of Virgin Radio. He's only 13 years old. Hi, Adam.
Good morning.
It's a deep voice for a 13-year-old.
No, Adam, 19 now, right?
19,
19 years old.
He's got more followers than me.
Yeah, how does that make you feel? A 19-year-old's got more followers than you, Ross.
Ridiculous. I need to do a challenge.
We'll do some collabs. We'll do something.
He's so nice. I can't be mean to him. He's so nice. Like, you cannot be mean to him.
Don't collab with Rossi.
Okay.
It brings your algorithm down. You end up losing more followers. I've done it with him before.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
You've never done it with me.
Collabed.
I'm glad to say.
We collab all the time.
No, you don't. I never tag you.
On Virgin
Radio. I never
Radio.
Tag you. Go look at the stories. I never tag you.
I know
because
you don't.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I don't cling on to you for views and followers. I am your friend.
Dude. I appreciate that. I'm glad that we're friends.
I don't tag you.
Yeah, I know. Now, yesterday at your pub quiz the other night, though, you were talking.
I didn't tag you.
Yeah, you were talking about me.
Oh,
yeah. He talks about me on his social, but doesn't tag me. You know, and he's like, "Yeah, Chris is too good to come down." Isn't that right, guys? And they were like, "Yeah." Never tags me though. I only see it because I look at his stories.
He loves looking at my stories.
I do like your stories, Ross.
Thanks,
I do,
Chris.
Any tips, Adam, for Rossi and his Instagram? What tips would you give him?
Maybe look, do a challenge, do a series. It can work. Do a challenge, but at the end of the challenge, there needs to be a payoff.
Okay.
Give them like a reason to follow you.
So, maybe not shave for a year.
Yeah, but then look, but the thing is, right, they're going to eventually see your beard growing. So at the end of the 30 days, they have to not expect the results. So for me, I was stretching every day. And on day 30, we'd see if I grew taller. So for you, try and think of a challenge. I'll help you think of it.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, yeah, well,
you're talking to the most inconsistent man.
That's
true.
How are you going to make it to day two?
He'll do the challenge. By day three, we'll be like, what happened to the video?
I forgot.
I know. A brunch every weekend for 52 weeks. That would be
good.
You
do it anyways.
I loved your last challenge, bathroom reviews. That was nice.
Toilet tours. Yeah, I need consistency.
What happened to that?
Well, I wanted to go big and do a tour of the Burj Al Arab toilet.
Yeah.
But I just haven't got round to it.
So Rossi was reviewing toilets across the UAE, which was, you know, I like it. I thought it was good.
But you didn't do it again. You did like three and then you stopped. You got to be consistent.
Well, I got in trouble with HR because I was filming in the toilets. So I thought I'd better stop.
Well, there were actual people in the toilet when you were doing these reviews.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. You got to clear it out. You got to get permission. All right. Well, Adam, if you can help Rossi a little bit more, that'd be great, okay?
I promise.
We're looking at you to increase his social media.
Please help me. Right, help me, young man.
If anyone wants to follow Rossi on social, it's a Big Rossi Radio, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Big Rossi Radio.
Rossi with an I. Yeah.
Why? They spell it with a Y.
Some people do, yeah.
R with an I. All right.
What is that?
It's got mosquitoes.
Why, y'all?
Oh, no. Yeah, they're bad, aren't they?
I'm doing an experiment. I've just released 10,000 mosquitoes into the Virgin Radio Studios. I want to see what happens. I'm trying a new repellent. Ah!
I hate that sound so much.
Fade Fit Repellents.
Coming soon. Hey, on a serious note, obviously we've all noticed it. It's been going around on social. Everyone's talking about it. I was out again last night, just out front of my house. And it's usually around that 5-6 o'clock time. Sun's coming down. Humidity's going up. They are just out.
Yep.
Are we all experiencing the mosquitoes?
Yes.
Now, there has been warnings as well of, and again, nothing official here, but there are dengue fever. And you know that they're spraying down the roads. So thank you to the municipalities who are out and about spraying down the roads. The first time I've ever experienced about this was when I was in the Maldives, because I didn't realize that in the Maldives, dengue fever is, it's not common, but it happens.
Right.
So these mosquitoes, they spread some terrible diseases and viruses, and you can end up in hospital. Like, it's not a joking matter. Right, but what do we do for these mosquitoes? Has anyone discovered, I thought we'll throw it out on the show, has anyone discovered something apart from the repellents? Is anyone doing anything that we should all be doing at home that you believe keeps these mosquitoes away?
Dragonflies.
048715544. 048715544. Hold on, I've been seeing a lot more dragonflies lately.
Yeah. They eat mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So have we released dragonflies into the air?
I don't know if we've released it, but maybe they flocked to it. I feel like it has started to get a little bit better with the mosquito situation, because around like 6 o'clock is when I go and take my dog for a walk, right? And that's when I get bit the most.
Right.
But I...
On your ankles and stuff.
Ankles, yeah. So yeah. I feel like it's definitely starting to get better, and I see so many dragonflies everywhere.
Well, that's crazy, because when I went up to Atmosphere about 10 days ago. You know the tallest restaurant in the world?
Did you? Oh, yeah, yeah, for your meal, yeah.
So I'm sitting up there with Brianna and my son Cruz, and we're at the top of that restaurant.
Yeah. Mm.
And I see dragonflies flying at the top of the Burj Khalifa.
That's high.
Wow.
Like a lot. I actually filmed it.
Yeah, and they're completely harmless to humans. They never bother humans.
What, dragonflies?
Yeah.
No, but maybe, I wonder if maybe we've released dragonflies. Go get them, boys!
I'm okay with that.
Nature always finds a balance, doesn't it? So the more mosquitoes you see, the more dragonflies.
All right, Azat, what are you doing to combat the mosquitoes?
Good morning, guys. What you do basically is you turn off all the lights inside your apartment.
Okay.
Then you turn on the lights only in the bathroom. So what they do, they go to the bathroom, and then you take your newspaper... You run into that place and smash them all.
Hey, that's good. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So just leave the one light on in one room. That's where they all go to, and then you just kill them there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, good. I like that. Waseem, what's going on?
Hi, Chris.
Morning.
Morning. I'm driving on my way to do my donkey fever test because I had it. I have it now in Dubai. after 7 years in South Africa, I didn't have it there. But now, in 6 months here in Dubai, I got it.
You got what? You got dengue fever?
The fever, yeah.
I got dengue fever from the mosquito, yeah.
How do you know that?
Because I did the test.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, it's gone. I mean, I've heard that there's people.
Yeah.
So how do you feel?
I'm feeling better now, but one of them is like you get pain behind your eyes. So you feel like it's a headache, but actually you feel it right behind your eye. And that's one of the symptoms.
Guys, I've been saying...
Was that the headache that I've been having?
What are you talking about? I've been talking about my eye hurting and my right side.
You didn't have a mosquito bite. I've had mosquito bites.
And Hope, my son hasn't got it. He's not well at the moment and he gets bitten all the time.
Well, check on it.
Go get tested.
Can I ask you something? When they say it's a fever, you get a fever? Do you actually get a temperature?
Yeah, you get a high temperature. You are shivering. You feel like you are cold. Your body's so fatigued. You won't be able to work. And all of this.
Well, man, I'm glad you're feeling better, and I'm glad you're getting better. How do you get through it? It's a virus, so I don't think there's any antibiotics, right?
No, there's no antibiotics. You don't take any aspirin or something like that. The doctor takes some rest, take about 7 to 10 days.
Stop it!
At home, a lot of liquids.
Okay, yeah, they're, cool. they're the biggest killers, mosquitoes, honestly. Like,
yeah, malaria, yeah.
You've got to watch out.
Yeah.
Layla, you're suggesting we get something from the pharmacy?
Yes, so you get these stickers with cottons on them, and they have a tea tree oil essence to them. Basically, like, they smell like tea tree oil, and they really work. You can put them on your sleeve, your hands, your car, your bag, and that just gets rid of them.
Yeah.
They don't come near you. They hate it.
I use that as well, and I use the bracelets, too. Have you seen the bracelets?
Yes.
So you can put them on your wrist.
I don't know.
I keep them on my ankles so that it keeps... No, I have to.
Works,
have to.
Yeah, all right. Well, everyone, just be wary about it. Ruby, finally, your suggestion here, Ruby.
Yeah, my suggestion is to put the electric zapper at home, the one with the blue light.
Yeah.
And it just keeps coming. Everybody just comes and tap, 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 tap. And you just have to, like, sit back, relax, all the action that's happening over there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, we get attacked. I get attacked a lot, especially... You know, we are sitting in a restaurant or outside in the park, and then all the mosquitoes are like, they come and attack my foot.
Yeah, you got to watch out. Yeah, the good old electric zapper. Actually, I brought one in, Ross. Can you plug it in, mate?
Yeah. Plug that in. It's in. I'll turn it on.
Have you got it in? Oh. Wow.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That's a big one. I didn't realize. I bought it from Amazon. It's massive.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed for us.
Woo! Watch out. Rossi, turn it down.
Sorry, what? No, I'm turning it off.
Rossi, turn it down.
Oh.
Rossi, turn it down. Ross. Rossi. Rossi. Ross.
Embarrassing.
Rossi.
Here's Baby Don't Hurt Me on Virgin Radio.
Rossi.
Can you stop it?
You're given,
honestly,
pretty post-traumatic stress.
But just talking about the mosquitoes, are you guys not itchy?
Yes, I'm itchy.
Like,
so
I am itchy all over right now.
Just stop it.
It's too much. It's too much. Now, on a serious note, though, just be careful with those mosquitoes. Keep yourself, like, just, you know, repelled against them. Cindy, what's up? You've just called through, Cindy. Hi.
Morning, team. How are you doing?
Good. Complain. We're happy we're alive.
I sent a message in to say that you guys have way too much fun every morning. I'm sitting here in traffic. I laugh with you every single morning, and I'm sitting in crazy traffic. It must be nice.
Love it.
It must be nice.
I'm glad. Thank you. As long as you're laughing somewhere and we put a smile on someone's face, we've done our job right. But,
100%.
You know, I have to work with Rossi. You understand how hard that is.
Oh, my God.
That's his out, ladies and gentlemen.
All the more fun, though.
You think so?
Thank you.
Big shout out, Rossi. Big shout out.
Love you, Cindy. And thanks so much for listening every day.
Have an awesome day.
Great. We'd want to meet you one day. You'll have to come and say hello.
See, like, now you've turned it weird.
I work opposite your office, so don't dare me.
Oh, do you? Oh, whereabouts in Holt University or what?
Yeah, office block A, opposite Holt, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Good. Come up, say hello.
Yeah, come say hello tomorrow. Come say hello.
Oh, my word. Don't put the buzzing in my ear.
Stop.
Where are you from, South Africa?
Yeah.
You guys are used to this.
Yeah.
Right? Mosquitoes? You guys got a lot of...
Yeah, when you're having a barbecue, you definitely...
Yeah.
When you have a barbecue, you get lots of mosquitoes, don't you?
Listen, so the mosquitoes here in Dubai are mutants. They've mutated somehow. I don't think they compare to the ones in South Africa.
Now, Rossi, you said when you have a barbecue, are you...
I was just trying to wind Cindy up because I wanted her to say that she calls it braai.
A barbecue, Rossi. It's called a braai.
Yeah.
There we go.
Why South Africans, why are you guys so like fixated on not calling it a barbecue and calling it a braai?
Because it's just something about the vibe, guys.
What does a braai mean? What does that mean, braai?
It means boerewors.
Sausages.
It means lekker.
Lekker. Yeah, I know the lekker. Yeah, lekker. Yeah, lekkers are used to... You can say it to a South African, like, if you're just having a great time, like, oh, yeah, lekker, bro. Like, you can say that. Yeah, like, it's good.
Yeah. One word. Lekker.
All right. All right. Well, there we go. Thank you so much, Cindy. Appreciate it. And thank you for listening. The phones... I just want to open up these phones this morning because we're getting a lot of calls. Stephen, what would you like to say?
First of all, the mosquitoes in Dubai... Yeah, very dumb. Good morning, Rossi.
Yeah, morning, mate.
Man. You see, for every good guy, we need a bad guy, yeah?
Yeah.
So without you, the show will not be fun. That's what I want to say.
Oh, thank you so much.
In this scenario, who's the good guy and who's the bad guy?
Both of you, Chris is a good guy, and Rossi is the bad guy.
Yeah.
And you...
They always die.
No, you know what I want to say, though? Why are all bad guys British? Like, especially in American movies, all the baddies are British. That's terrible.
They're usually Arab, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
We're usually the ones that are... Every American movie, the bad guy is the Arab.
Yeah, it's the brown people.
Yeah.
No, it's
but
not.
Really, I heard a caller saying that they will want you to go out of the show. But the thing is, if you bring somebody else for Rossi... I'm sure the person will not be able to handle Rossi at all.
But like in a year's time, they won't even remember him. Like they'll just move on.
Who?
When you leave.
Yeah, I know.
Like it'll just be like a year. It'll take a year. It'll be a year of like, oh, we miss Rossi. And then it'll be like.
Oh, yeah, no, I 100% know that. Like life moves on.
Yeah.
Like people will be like, oh, he's gone. He's gone. Oh, he's gone. People forget and you move on. It's fine.
I'll get another Brit named Rossi. So nothing would. I could always just be like, Rossi! We're out of here for a Thursday. Tomorrow, Duvet does return. And now, Duvet is doing something that we have never, ever allowed or permitted before. Tomorrow, I will reveal all. But it's a duvet that we haven't...
What's happening?
I'm usually against it. I'm against it. But this one time, and there's a reason why.
Okay.
We'll explain more. Tomorrow, don't miss it. Duvet's huge performance. Pop quiz back at 7:10. Take our money before the school break goes on in a couple of weeks, all right?
Yes.
Eddie, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Eddie's ready to go. He's taken over all your favorite songs for your work day. Have a great Thursday. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.